All right, let's do this week's celebrity scam, this time featuring Bill O'Reilly.
To speak live right now to the next available lady, press 3.
Ready to have some fun? Let's go.
Hi, this is Layla.
What's going on?
How are you doing today?
Now, what is it exactly that you do?
What would you like me to do?
Are you an exhibitionist? I mean, they tell me that you engaged in a sex act with another man in Miami.
I've never been to Miami.
I'm a bisexual. I want to marry a guy and a babe.
Whatever turns you on.
Don't look. Stop the BS here. Stop the crap.
You called me.
I am also sure you have some kind of sexual hang-up.
Do you want to talk or not?
I can't do it.
I've got other customers.
Please stop rudely interrupting your guests and shut up.
I'm going to have to let you go.
All right, go.
But let's look at the voting for Dumbass of the Week. Of the four candidates, there's one I think has the best chance of winning.
Bring that up. We can link to it, as I'm doing right now, from our Facebook page. Or go directly to HoustonsEagle.com.
I like the lady with her hand in the toilet.
Did that perfect.
Who doesn't? Look at her. She's and she's local.
Yeah.
I believe. She could very well be a listener, Dean.
She couldn't,
If
she is, I'd like her to call and tell us why she was putting her hand in that part of the toilet.
Right. Because she says that she was trying to...
to repair it. But how would you repair a toilet that way?
I would almost accept, like, I think Haas has written here, unclog.
Yeah, yeah.
Like if there was something.
Sure.
Maybe that's what she meant.
You know, I bet you, because I think she did say later, I didn't have a plunger, so...
So I stuck my arm down there.
Right!
Good Lord, what's down there?
Right.
That's crazy.
Well, if it's been washed and cleaned, you know, if you drop a phone, I'm sure people have fished a phone out of a toilet. Hasn't your wife dropped a phone in the toilet?
She has, but if the toilet is clogged, there are other things down in there from past flushes.
Who doesn't own a plunger, by the way?
Right.
Or you can go get one.
You go get one.
You don't have to. You can wait to unplug.
Yes. And let me tell you, when you go into a store and buy a plunger, everybody knows you have a problem. When you're in line with a plunger, you don't buy that on a whim.
No, and you usually have nothing else except the plunger, right?
And I never move plungers. Whenever I move, that plunger stays. I don't pack, I don't wrap that up. I let the new people deal with it. You ever go in a house and there's a plunger there and you're like, oh, well, I don't want that.
I like the plunger. I like to keep the plunger out, too. I like it right by the toilet.
Oh, you do not.
I don't want to find it. I don't want to have to go dig for it. My wife says you can't leave
it. You have it in one of those like fancy
decorative
canisters that it sets in at least?
I don't know. My wife always puts it underneath the sink someplace.
Right.
Where it's not convenient.
How often do you need it?
That's what I was wondering.
Quite a bit.
All right, let's move on from the plunger. So you got the woman there. You've got the high school student who hacked into his school's computer system and changed his grades, which, you know, half of me thinks, well, that's pretty smart and creative. This is a guy who could work for the Russians.
His kid's going places.
Or the CIA.
Vladimir Putin, line one.
He's kind of local too, right?
Yes, yeah. I think that was a local.
The old lady walking around drunk in her underwear is good. Also, the Austin cop who was fired and arrested after he ran his own breathalyzer test.
He was just being thorough, Dean.
So these are good, and we'll see how it works out. It's up to you, though, to get the votes in at HoustonsEagle.com. Now,
let's give away Steve Winwood tickets. The legend coming to Smart Financial Center in Sugar Land in September and this fall. So you're there if you're caller 12 at 713-343-1075.
From the Classic Auto Group Galveston Traffic Center, Eagle Traffic.
In a moment, 713-343-1075. You got to complete the lyrics, so you're going to need to know a little bit about James Taylor music. We'll get to that here in a sec. Sunshine today. High of 87. It's currently 70 in the JohnEagleHonda.com Weather Center. And if you ever wanted to take over the radio station, you can do it here coming up in about 10 minutes when we play the shout-out song of the day. That's the song you request through through the Eagle app.
Yeah, go to the open mic feature. We've got 10 seconds to leave your message, though for some reason some people seem to get longer than 10. I don't know what happens with their app.
Some people get 30, and, which is way too long.
You can re-record it, you know, if you don't, you're not happy with it. Play it back before you send it.
All right. We'll do that here coming up. Let's go to the phones and bring in our contestant. It's going to be Bridget. Bridget, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Is it Bridget?
Yes, it is.
All right, you're calling from Santa Fe, and you're a James Taylor fan, I would think.
I am.
All right, well, this shouldn't be difficult for you, although for years I wasn't quite sure what he said in this part.
It's plainly clear what he's saying.
I wasn't quite sure.
James Taylor is not hard to understand when he sings.
He's not Bob Dylan.
Not like Mick Jagger.
No. Let's play it. When it stops, you jump in and finish it, okay?
Okay.
And you must sing, too. That's the other rule.
Oh, no.
Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here it comes. Listen closely.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone.
Suzanne, the thing.
You were close.
You said Suzanne, which was... Yeah.
Just. Can you do it one more time?
All right. Since you're the first caller, we're going to give you an extra shot.
Yay! Yay! Thank you. Thank you.
Just yesterday morning.
You better not be Googling
this. They let me know you were gone.
Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to me.
Oh no!
No!
Oh, put an end to you! Put an end to you!
Judges,
you did say it. She did say it eventually.
All right.
Gosh, we gave you every opportunity, didn't we?
Oh, thank you.
That's what we do. But, you know, you have to hear it and sing it in your head, and that's how it came to her. Mm-hmm. And you're going to see James Taylor along with Bonnie Raitt at the Toyota Center. Good job.
Yay! Thank you. Thank you.
You're ever so welcome. Dumbass of the Week voting underway. Refresh and see how the tally is coming along.
Wow, we've got a fairly, well, I don't know, we've got the cop pulling away, it looks like, right? Let's start with, in last place, the high school student who hacked into the school's computer system and changed his grades. I think only 8% are voting for him. Most people recognize the genius of that.
It was Ferris Bueller.
Then there's the drunk 76-year-old woman who was arrested for making harassing phone calls to police and then walking in the neighborhood in her underwear.
All right.
She's getting about a little over 10%. I think it's just a sadness there.
We can only hope she was in granny panties.
Someone needs to, yeah, of course she was. Someone needs to rein mama in. And the woman who got her hand stuck inside the toilet, I think there's a little pity going on. She's only getting 30% now. She's a local. Could be a Dina Raj listener. Dina Raj listener was voted most likely to get their hand stuck in a toilet.
The Austin cop running away with it now. The cops there apparently periodically get recertified to run the breathalyzer test. And part of the certification that they go through is to give the test to themselves.
Sure. Shouldn't do it after a shot.
So he drove the drove the cruiser over to the test facility and blew a 0.6 himself or whatever it was.
Which isn't illegal, is it? 0.6.
Right.
I think
0.08. Right.
It's, yeah.
Yeah, it was not illegal, but they said, an expert looked at it and said, well, maybe when he was driving, it might have been higher. So, in any case, he is suspended and or fired at this point. And he's running away with the Dumbass of the Week. There's still time, though. You can get your votes in. At HoustonsEagle.com. Time is running out, though. This is critical. Susie Drink of the Week, guest bartender Kelly Ryan coming up. Let's just go ahead and reveal the drink. What is it?
Well, since Earth Day is tomorrow, we are going to have a mudslide.
Oh,
mudslide.
I thought of going, you know, nice with something like beautiful, like the ocean or tropical. But then I was like, let's have some chocolate. So mudslide it.
Is that a sort of a vintage cocktail, a mudslide?
It is kind of with a little bit of a twist because I'm making it.
Okay.
All right. What's the main liquor?
Vodka.
Vodka. All right.
Right on. That's coming up at 8:40. And And also another chance to join us in the studio audience for our anniversary show, which is 1 week from today. The big 20th anniversary. And a live spectacular with a studio audience, and space is limited, so if you want to get on that, we'll give that away coming up here in a little while.
We are doing, behind the scenes, a lot of planning for this show. And then, of course, the next night is the big Tom Petty concert in the Woodlands, and you'll have a chance to, if you're in the studio audience, we're going to give away tickets to that sold-out show. And really, more the planning that's going into this live broadcast is more planning than we've done in 20 years here. Combined.
Well, I had to tell the staff here yesterday, look, we've planned this thing enough. Let's not overplan it.
Right.
Let's stop planning.
We didn't make it 20 years by doing a lot of planning. So.
Let's not start changing things. But it should be good. And you can be here for it. By the way, we've got food included in that. We'll tell you all about that coming up here in just a few minutes.
It's another tequila sunrise.
I think I need a drink a doodle doo.
Drinking again.
Well, sad time. Let's wheel in the cart.
I love scotch. Scotch is got scotch.
The beverage cart rolls in for the drink of the week. Guest bartender Kelly here. And she's taking, I see some different liquors out of the cart. I see some
muddy glasses.
Muddy, yes. Chocolatey glasses.
That's which works already for the mudslide, right? That's one of my twists on the normal mudslide. So we are doing vodka, Irish cream, and Kahlua, and we are doing 1.5 ounces of each.
Okay.
The mudslide is to honor Earth Day, which is tomorrow, and Earth Day started, back in 1970. And,
having a little trouble with that cap there.
No doubt. I clearly need to hit the gym.
Really? Earth Day started back in 1970?
Uh-huh. Technically, the first day, or the first time was really 69, but didn't become official until 1970.
Wait, you just filled that whole glass with that.
I know. That's 1.5 ounces.
I see.
Times four.
Okay.
I wisely, pre-planned so that it makes it a little faster.
All right.
So there's our vodka. Another twist, decided, even though it's chocolate theme, I went with the vanilla vodka to see how that'll work.
That often goes with the chocolate martini.
Vanilla vodka. And then also 1.5 ounces. It's really easy. 1.5 ounces of all three of the alcohol. So 1.5 ounces of the Irish cream. I got a new brand.
What's in the traditional mudslide? Chocolate?
No, just vodka and coffee liqueur.
Okay.
Correct.
She's really muddying it up, though.
Making it muddier.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's not about the dirty mudslide.
So, Chris, who is filming us on Facebook Live, by the way, you guys can all watch this back on Facebook Live. He actually mentioned what my inspiration for this was yesterday. I was trying to think of what can I do for Earth Day.
Yeah.
And back when I was in school, when we did do Earth Day celebrations, they made us create these like worm drinks. Did you guys ever do that?
No.
Yeah, so.
When I was in school, the earth was still cooling.
Right.
All right, so this is now all in our shaker. That's a full shaker too. We're gonna shake it, get it real cold.
Our shaker leaks, by the way, so be careful with your dress.
Get it all over.
Yeah.
See my Earth Day dress though? It's like a camouflage.
Let's pour the drink.
Cheetah. Camouflage cheetah.
Keep it moving. Help her with the cap there.
All right. So I did pre-muddy the glasses with chocolate drizzle, and then you chilled those so that hopefully it would kind of stay looking like mud once we pour it in.
Then it has. The chocolate swirls have stayed intact on
awesome.
The side of the glass.
Looks like
it looks like a chocolate martini right now.
Yahoo. What's that?
Yoo-hoo.
Yoo-hoo.
Yahoo is a website.
Let's not give them any free advertising. All right, so the last thing we'll do is just sprinkle a little bit of shaved chocolate on top. Oh, well, it's not staying. There we go. I thought it would float if I shaved it well enough. Okay, and we are ready to drink.
I must say,
did you spill mine?
The presentation of this is very classy.
Top notch.
It's pretty to look at.
I'm almost afraid to try it.
Let's go.
Diabetes just from holding it.
Whoa, too sweet.
Whoa.
Too sweet.
Strong, though, too, right, Oz?
Yeah. Too much. It's overpowering.
Wow.
It's very sweet, but if you give the vodka time to work, it, you know going in this is going to be a sweet drink. I couldn't sit here and, have more than one of these, but for a kind of a dessert drink and for what it is, I'm going to vote to swallow on this one.
Thank you, Raj. I think Dean should try one more sip just to see.
And I like a good chocolate martini from time to time.
After the strong, the chocolate when it comes in actually kind of makes it a little more mellow. The top chocolate is just 70% cacao, so there's...
No, that's insanely.
Clearly, he loves it.
Too sweet.
Yeah, too sweet for me.
Oh, to spit.
So it's a 2-2.
It is.
If you're voting to swallow.
Absolutely.
So, but you can try it for yourself, the recipe online at HoustonZeagle.com.
All right. That'll be posted on all our social media.
Yum, yum.
The Susie Drink of the Week with guest bartender Kelly. A split decision today.
Boo.